At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball. This is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
Welcome to Lucky Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and a podcast that is presented to you today by both DraftKings and Vote Yes on Prop 27. Prop 27 doing everything that it can to get Californians online and able to bet online, much like over half the country is able to right now. If you're in cities like Philadelphia, New York, you're able to go down the line. Lovely Las Vegas, you're able to bet online there. Meanwhile, Californians are currently stuck in the cold and Prop 27. We're going to change that, and we're looking to be able to make some money on this World Series as here in the first segment, after I give you a little bit of a recap as to the bomb show that we saw from the Philadelphia Phillies, we're going to be joined by Jeff Bartles. Does amazing work here at the network, taking a look at just a wide variety of sports here. We'll catch him on the weekends, taking a look at our live football coverage in terms of both college and pro. Does a great job with the Megapod as well. We're going to get his thoughts on just how the rainout that we saw in Game 3 from Monday to Tuesday helped out the Philadelphia Phillies and what to make out of the series as a whole, taking a look at what we're going to be getting in Game 4 in the final segment. I'm doing this as numbers are currently not available, but I will give you guys my initial handicap for Game 4 of the World Series. Can't give you guys my DK Nation pick on the podcast, but it will be listed on the AM based on the handicap that I've got drawn up, so I have no fear. There will be an article up in the AM on my Twitter feed at GNRS41, and that is where you're able to ask a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, for this podcast. And keep in mind, the letters they mean does not matter. So we've got you guys covered there, and we've got you guys covered with much of what we saw from Game 4 of the World Series. I have to do this a little bit earlier because the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, that is from 9 to midnight Pacific time out there on the East Coast, midnight to 3, so I have to record this a little bit earlier. So I'm doing this as we're in the bottom of the fifth inning with Philadelphia Phillies right now, just taking it to the Astros. So let's recap what we've seen, as it looks like it's not great for the Astros.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
If it somehow, some way turns out to be 2-1 in favor of Houston, we have seen a massive calamity, because as I record this, 7-0, the Phillies are in the lead. They got to Lance McCullers Jr. McCullers just got completely crushed. The guy gave up 4 home runs during the regular season and gave up 5 here in this game against the Philadelphia Phillies. Says, going yard for the Phillies. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Reese Hoskins, Brandon Marsh, Alec Bohm, five of the seven guys in the lineup for the Phillies all go yard. I know there were videos surfacing on social media saying that Lance McCullers was tipping his pitches. Certainly looked like it, and for the Philadelphia Phillies, they were able to get five clean, scoreless innings out of Ranger Suarez, got in a little bit of trouble in the fifth inning with men on first and second. Topper stuck with them, Rob Thompson, and it turned out to be a gem, and I took the over in this spot. I've got to figure that I'm probably going to be able to get at least one more run to be able to get that one over. If not, that is going to be a relatively rough beat, but it's a domination from the Philadelphia Phillies. And just letting you guys know, the interview that I did with Jeff Bartles, that was before this game started, because I now have a little bit of a different outlook on the Philadelphia Phillies after what we saw in just the bomb show of Game 3. And I'm using bomb show because I think that's a very appropriate word with what we've all seen from them. But that said, let's get to our friend Jeff Bartles, as he does amazing work over at VSiN. Like I said, doing a nice job taking a look at all of our weekend live football coverage. And on top of that, handicaps a little bit of everything, and you're able to follow him on Twitter at Jeff Parles, his first and last name, and that is Jeff with a J, not a G-E, altogether. And Jeff, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
I love every time that you have me on, Hoops, with making sure that we don't spell my name like Jeff Jenkins. I'm very happy that you do that.
Well, I have a bad experience with that, because I was going up to receive my college diploma. Instead of saying, I am Gregory Peterson, has received his diploma, instead called me Jeffrey. They thought it was a G.E. Jeffrey. And that is why I make sure every time we have someone named Jeff, I make sure that it's a J or a G.E. And I specify that. I always do that with Sean's as well, because that's a very common name that you've got multiple spellings on. But with a bad experience like that, I always make sure that we play it safe. So that is the reasoning for that. A little bit of inside baseball there, and a little bit of inside baseball is that I feel like the Philadelphia Phillies were very much helped out by the rain delay on Monday. We'll get into what we're going to be seeing on Game 4, because the direct result of that is Aaron Nola, who's going to be pitching. But how big of an advantage do you think it was for the Philadelphia Phillies? Because in my opinion, just with this series in general, the shorter the Phillies can make this series, the better. And I feel like with that rainout, it essentially turned the 7-game series into a 5-game series, which I think it lends itself to the Phillies being able to pull this one out a little bit more, just because the biggest advantage that you do have with the Astros is their pitching depth.
No, 100%. And look, as much as I love Thor, he's not Thor anymore. So even though it looked like it was going to be a Thor and Friends game in Game 3 before the rainout, it definitely helps with being able to get Aaron Nola in Game 4 and then see Aaron Nola again in Game 7. I mean, let's face it, you probably will in some fashion, assuming there is a Game 7, whether it is as the starter or as someone who comes out of the bullpen in Game 7. The Astros, I don't think, are hurt by it either. It just gives them a better line. They can do whatever they want with their pitching staff moving forward. But for Philly, I mean, now you at least give yourself an out with having Aaron Nola legitimate rest for Game 7 if you want him.
Yep, I think that that is absolutely massive for this bunch. And we're a little bit unsure of what's going to be happening for Game 5, but I know there have been rumors that perhaps you start with Syndergaard there. I would personally be going with Zach Wheeler in Game 5, especially if, because we're doing this as we don't know how Game 3 goes, especially if the team loses Game 3, I think that that would set the Phillies up for a lot of success as well, because the way that I view it is the more innings that you can get out of Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler, the better, because like I said, the biggest advantage that the Astros have, it is pitching depth, but the two guys are able to go up against pretty much anyone on the Houston Astros. That would be Wheeler and Nola, and especially if you've got Chris Javier against Aaron Nola, like we're seeing for Game 4, and then Game 5, Justin Verlander against Zach Wheeler. I think that those are two games where the Philadelphia Phillies, at the very worst, are a very slight underdog. I would certainly be setting Nola a little bit of a favorite. And with just how Justin Verlander's pitch, I realize that Zach Wheeler didn't have the best go of it in Game 2, but I mean, that's a game where it's hard to make the Astros too much of a favorite in that spot either.
Yeah, look, let's go to hypothetical Game 5. If the Phillies are down 3-1, Zach Wheeler is going to start.
Oh, yeah.
If it's 2-2, I would probably start Wheeler and say, you know what? Let's win our last home game, and then we'll take our chances with whatever we have the last two games. They could throw Suarez in Game 6 on short rest and then throw Nola in Game 7. That's probably what I would do personally, Greg. So I would be throwing Wheeler unless if I'm up 3-1, if I'm Philadelphia. And even then I'm thinking, You know what? Let's just end this thing right here. If you're up 3-1 with Wheeler. Verlander, it's funny, Greg. We always think of first ballot Hall of Fame pitchers. We think Clayton Kershaw is the one who gets the quote-unquote choker moniker in the postseason. Verlander's legitimately terrible in a World Series. This is not just a 1 or 2 game sample size. This is multiple World Series sample size now with Justin Verlander. So this is his 4th overall if you go back to the one that Detroit made where they were swept by San Francisco back in the day. But look, it's one of those where it's Framber Valdez a lot more at the moment than I do Justin Verlander. And that is a statement that I think is surprising to some. But for people that follow it on a day-to-day basis, I don't think that comes as much of a shock at this point.
And with Justin Verlander as well, you're even able to go back to that start that he had against the Seattle Mariners. And I recognize that he only gave up 1 run in that start against the Yankees. But he had to wiggle himself out of quite a bit of danger early on in that start before he settled down as well. And got some pretty fortunate luck on that front as well. So I do have my question marks there as Jeff Parles, he is joining me on the podcast, does an absolutely amazing job over here at VSiN. And when I take a look at this Phillies versus Astros series, I personally was on the over in terms of Game 3, but I think it's going to be very fascinating to see where things are going to be shaking out for Game 4, because with Christian Javier, very good strikeout pitcher, sometimes loses a little bit of command, but I like his overall outlook. And then for Aaron Nola as well, throughout his career, he's always been a little bit better in Philadelphia rather than when he's been on the road. I'm not sure what the outlook for this game for you should be, because we're doing this without numbers, but I feel like the Phillies should be a very slight favorite in this spot, and the 7.5 to 8, if we get that once again, this would be a spot where I'd be taking a look at the under.
I would guess it's -120 on the Phillies, Greg.
Right around there. Yep, we shall see what we get.
Yeah, -120, -122 if you want to get fancy with the numbers. I think that's probably about right on the Phillies. If it's 8, definite under. If it's 7.5, I would lean to the under, Greg. If you somehow get an 8, that is an automatic bet the under. I don't care who pitches for Houston. It's a World Series game. It is kind of funny, though, Greg. It's going to be warmer in Philadelphia than you and I are going to have here in Vegas on Wednesday, as we all expected on November the 2nd. But still, a nice fall night in Philadelphia. So that ball won't carry like it would in the middle of June or July, knowing that ballpark can play as a bandbox in the summer.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I do think that that's what's so surprising about it, because typically we say, oh, balls that would be flying out in June and July, they completely calm down now. And certainly it's not the same as it would be in June or July, but at the same time, it's not as cold as it would be typically this time of year, which I do find to be very intriguing. And we were talking about all the advantages that the Phillies get with the added rest, but I do think that with the Houston Astros, if they could just get like 5 solid innings out of Christian Javier, I think that they've got all the makings of a team that could be able to keep the Philadelphia Phillies to 2 to 3 runs, which going to Game 3, we've not seen a single team when they face off against the Phillies in Philadelphia do all postseason long. Because with the Astros, I take a look at this bullpen, most dominant in the big leagues, a sub-1 ERA entering into Game 3, and I think that that's a big key right now for the Houston Astros.
Well, I mean, you could argue great. No, well, you couldn't argue it, because I think it's a fact. We kind of, because of all the glitz and the glamour of the National League teams this year, Greg, with the Dodgers winning 111, that great NL East race between the Mets and the Braves that ended up being completely and utterly irrelevant in the postseason. We all kind of just let the Astros fly under the radar. And Greg, their pitching every way you slice it is awesome. I know with this rain out, the Phillies have gained some breaks here, but when push comes to shove here, the Astros pitching staff to me as a whole is still better than what Philadelphia has. And you mentioned the bullpen. Look, it doesn't matter how long the starters go. You're pretty confident that, all right, let's say your starter only goes 4. I need 15 outs from my bullpen. All right, I'm going to get it if I'm Dusty Baker. So you get 15 outs from Javier. If you somehow get more than 5 innings, even if it's just 5 1/3 to 5 2/3, you've done awesome. If you're Houston, you're probably winning the game if Javier goes for more than 15 or more outs. I would imagine that if they set outs prop on Javier, got to be what, 14.5, right, Greg?
Yep, I would think so as well. We shall see on that one. And Jeff, I've got to throw it out to you right now, because of everything that we have been seeing the last few days. How long do you think this series goes? And do you still think that the Astros are the team to beat in terms of the series? Because the way that I view it, I do think that it helped out the Phillies quite a bit that they did get that rain out. But ultimately, I do think that this goes back to Houston. I do think that when we do go back to Houston, Astros pull it out in 6 games.
Greg, I picked Houston in six before the series. There's no reason for me to change. And they're still the better team. The Phillies have had this golden horseshoe attached to them over the last few weeks, obviously, with the way that, or really, it started in that ninth inning in St. Louis, where Ryan Helsley blew up, and then from there the Phillies have gone on this magical run. So I think it ends, and I know this could be totally irrelevant by the time this airs. I think Houston wins game three. I think Philly wins game four. And I think that the Astros win two straight to win the title for the second time in the last six seasons, Greg.
Yep, I agree with you. I think that in the end, it is going to be the Astros who pull it out. And a man that always pulls out all the stops for us is you, Jeff. You've joined me all season long on this podcast. You do amazing work over at VSiN, doing a lot on the weekends, taking a look at all the live football that we're getting, and then doing some great work on the Megapod as well. So love the good people at home. Know they're able to follow you on social media. Just that's all on tap for you.
You know, Greg, I'm going to tell you, I'm happy you brought up the Megapod because we are having an amazing year picking football games on the Megapod. So definitely tune into that. That comes out on Thursdays around 2 o'clock Eastern time, give or take. Just anywhere you can get your podcast. So search the Beating the Book podcast and the Megapod will pop up. Gil Alexander, myself, Todd Wishnev. Saturdays and Sundays, live at Saturday, live at Sunday on VSiN. Also, if you're listening to us in the state of Ohio, how about this one, Greg? Myself and Adam Burke in select stations across the state of Ohio now with the VSiN Saturday Betting Hour. Every Saturday leading you right into the Lombardi Line at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So there you go, Greg. If you want some new content, Ohio specific, there's the fun there, Greg.
That is absolutely excelente, as I know that Adam does an amazing job taking a look at the great game of baseball as well. And I know that he does a lot of his best work when it comes to college football as well. So always great whenever he's able to join this podcast, as well as we had him on a couple times this season as Jeff. He always pulls out all the stops for us on this podcast, has had an amazing year. Take a look at baseball, does a great job when it comes to football and college basketball just around the corner as well. I know that he's hyped up for that, and I am also hyped up for Game 4 of the World Series. So a big thanks to Jeff for joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family of Podcasts. Coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis for Game 4 of the World Series and a little something you like to call Touch of Ball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball.
but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to become a winning sports bettor? Schedule a call with SBIA to find out how their service can make you a long-term winning player. They've developed an innovative algorithm that maximizes units return, and they are so confident in their system that they offer a money-back guarantee. Sign up by October 31st and get their NBA package at no cost until they reach 10 net units. They treat sports betting like a business. So if you want to learn how to make your sports betting dreams a reality, visit them at SBIA1.com and check them out on social media at SBIA Sports.
breaking down every game every day in Major League Baseball. This is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Big thanks to Jeff Parles of VSiN for joining me, as it has always been a pleasure to have him aboard on this podcast all season long. We are down to the last few games of the MLB season, so next time I have him on a podcast, it will most likely be on my college basketball podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops. Jeff does absolutely terrific work, so big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis for Game 4 of the World Series and a little something you like to call Touch 'Em All.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch 'em all.
You note that, as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter feed at GRN41. Like I said in the first segment, I will have a DK Nation write-up. I just don't know what it's going to be at this point because I am doing this as we currently do not have openers, and as I am doing this, Game 3 is just wrapping up, and well, let's call it what it is. The Phillies are just completely dominating that game. So with that said, let's head to my handicap here for this one, as we do have 959-960 on the betting board. It is the Philadelphia Phillies playing against the Houston Astros, with Christian Javier going for the Astros and Aaron Supernola on the bump for the Phillies. I made my line the Phillies being minus 111. That is a little bit intentional, because minus 110 or less, I'm going to be willing to fire in on the Phillies. Get plus 112 or higher on the Astros, I'll be willing to take them. With a total of 7.2, 7 or less, going to be taking a look at an over 7.5 or higher to the under. I do think that the Phillies are not going to be able to get 5 home runs in the first 5 innings like we saw against the Houston Astros. I will gladly be welcoming that if I am wrong, but boy, oh boy, it has been just absolute domination from the Phillies when they have been at home. And for the Phillies, they have played at least 4 runs in every one of their home games here in the postseason. 6 in total. This team is just hitting completely differently at home rather than on the road. Look at Rhys Hoskins. 4 home runs in his last 3 games at home. Bryce Harper is the hottest bat on the planet, hitting over a 375 with 6 home runs here in the postseason. Kyle Schwarber goes yard yesterday. Heck, Alec Boehm was able to go yard. I do have a few trepidations with regards to the bottom of the fold. You did see Brandon Marsh go yard in Game 3, but he's been a little bit all over the place. Gene Segura, Bryson Stott, these guys need to pick it up a little bit. Nick Castellanos just has not necessarily been himself at the plate here in the postseason, or legitimately for the entirety of this season, but the guys at the top have been incredible. JT Realmuto was one of the guys, ironically enough, that didn't have a big Game 3, but by and large has been able to do it all postseason long. And for the Houston Astros, Jose Altuve has been able to get it going a little bit more. As I am recording this, he's been 7 out of his last 20 after he had just 4 hits in his first 40-plus at-bats to begin the postseason. Yordan Alvarez has surprisingly went very quiet. He had those 2 home runs against the Seattle Mariners. Ever since then, he's been hitting below the Mendoza line of 200. Kyle Tucker had those 2 home runs in Game 1, so he's been able to do a nice job. For some reason, they did give David Hensley a start. I was a little bit unsure of that, but that said, you still have Chaz McCormick, who's been able to provide north of a 350 on base, pair of home runs here in the postseason. Yuli Gurriel hitting above 300, so you do have a pair of lineups that are very solid, and no question about it, the Astros' main strength is the bullpen. I thought we were going to go to it a little bit earlier than they did in game number 5, with Lance McCullers getting completely shelled, but that said, with the Houston Astros, they entered into Game 3 with a sub-1 bullpen ERA here in the postseason, and they led the big leagues in terms of bullpen ERA during the regular season. Now, I do think that they're going to have north of a 1 bullpen ERA when the postseason is said and done. That's not saying a whole heck of a lot, because, I mean, regardless of how good your arms are, there's just going to be a little bit of regression from there. They had to use up Ryan Stanek in the 5th inning yesterday. You've had Hunter Brown be a solid piece for this team, and I do like what I've seen out of Rafael Montero and Brian Abreu, a pair of guys with a sub-3 ERA during the regular season. Ryan Presley has been solid as well. And then for the Philadelphia Phillies, they were able to rest more of their trustworthy bullpen pieces because they were able to get out to that very big lead. Like Connor Brogdon was the guy that followed up Ranger Suarez after Suarez gave his very strong 5 innings. And for Aaron Nola, he has been very super here throughout the entirety of the season. Now, I will say, last 2 starts, they have been rough. He gave up a combined 11 runs over the course of 9 innings. Those were both road starts against the San Diego Padres and the Houston Astros, respectively. So I do think that getting back at home is going to be very good for him, because in his last 4 home starts, he has given up a combined 0 runs. Now, with that said, he did have one little bit of a clunker in the middle of August against the New York Mets, but he literally has not allowed a single run at home since August 19th. So he has really been rolling there. With Nola, you know that you're going to be able to get very good command out of him, about 1.5 walks per 9 innings during the regular season. Yeah, Rockley enough had a little bit of a higher ERA at home rather than on the road this season. That's contrary to the entirety of his career. He's always been a little bit of a better home pitcher rather than a road pitcher, so we shall see if that irons out a little bit. He was hurt by the deep ball during the regular season, 1.1 home runs per nine innings during the regular season compared to 0.55 home runs per nine innings on the road this season, so there is that. And you take a look at the flip side, and you've got a Houston Astros team that is going to be very much relying upon Christian Javier to give a good start, and I do think that he will be able to deliver in the spot. You take a look at what he's been able to do here in the postseason. He has allowed just one run across his 6 2/3 innings, so he's been able to do a nice job there, pitch a little bit of long relief in that series against Seattle, and then he had 5 1/3 innings scoreless against the New York Yankees, and he's been able to do a very solid job on the road this season. During the regular season, a 2.84 road ERA, giving up 7 home runs over the course of 73 innings, so you feel good about that. Did not face off against the Phillies during the regular season, but you just take a look at Christian Javier, and ever since the beginning of the second half of the season, 3 runs or fewer allowed in every one of his appearances. The last time he gave up more than 3 runs, you have to go all the way back to the 6th of July pre-All-Star break against Kansas City Royals. So this guy has been absolutely rolling, getting 11 strikeouts per 9 innings. I do think that he's going to be able to do the best job of anyone thus far this postseason of being able to keep the Philadelphia Phillies bats at bay. At the same time, I do give the leg up to Aaron Nola. I do think that getting to the Astros and Lance McCullers the way that the Phillies did, and just the way that they're rolling in general, does lead me to think that they should be the favorite in this spot. So I've got the Phillies -111 on the money line, willing to lay up to a -110, like I said, +112 or higher, looking at the Astros, and then 7 or less, I will be taking a look at an over 7.5 or higher to the under. And that will wrap things up for the Wednesday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. A big thanks to our buddy Jeff Parles of VSiN for joining me in the last segment. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciate it. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. That means I'm coming at you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.